people who are biting their fingers in fear.
Changing is not easy, but changing your life, changing habits, reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
You will win if you don't quit. Even a broke clock is right twice a day.
It's an experience. This is the Kairos Moment with Pastor Jack on Active FM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Kairos Moment on Active FM. Always an honor and a privilege to come and give you some inspiration and motivation wherever you are listening from. My name is Jack Chirwa. I'm the pastor of the Full Gospel Church in Johannesburg, South Africa. Before we get started, let's just pray together. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity that we can get into your word, that we can inspire your people, that we can motivate them, encourage them, whatever situation they might be in. I pray that you would be able to lead and to guide me and help me and make my tongue the pen of a ready writer. Use me to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. I want to speak to you on a very short word that I felt I needed to bring to you to encourage you. And I've entitled that word, Pregnant with the Promise. Pregnant with the Promise. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I want to just focus on that verse of line that says that you have been given by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. I want to say to you that the greatest gift that you have right now is the promise of God on the inside of you. It's almost as if you are a woman that is pregnant. And I want to say to you that it doesn't matter whether you're a man or you're a woman. I want you to believe and to understand that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you have a relationship with God. You are pregnant with the promise of God. The seed of his promises on the inside of you. According to the word of God in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. And we have been given these great and precious promises. And yet you might be sitting there and you're wondering, but where are these promises, Pastor? I'm not seeing anything change in my life. My life is getting worse. My circumstances, you know, not making sense. I want you to know that seed of the promise of God is on the inside of you. Before we see the manifestation of any baby, of a woman that is carrying a pregnancy, there's a process that woman has to go through of carrying that pregnancy for 9 months. And when the time is right and the season is right, then we see the manifestation of that baby. Hallelujah. Everything God has ever destined you to be has been given to you. Everything. Whatever God has destined for you to be is on the inside of you. If God has destined for you to become an educator, a teacher, it's on the inside of you. If God has destined for you to become a business owner, it's on the inside of you. If God has destined for you to become a preacher, it's on the inside of you. If God has destined for you to become an engineer, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever it might be, it's all on the inside of you before it even manifests in the physical. You see, God said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I sense the anointing and the power of God right there. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and ordained you to be a prophet to the nation. This was before Jeremiah's parents met. Hallelujah. This was before Jeremiah's mommy and daddy became an item. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I knew your name. I ordained you to be a prophet. I already planned out what your life was going to be. I already put the seed of my promise in you before you even became a human being, before you even became a little fetus in your mother's womb. Oh, I'm talking to somebody right now. God is saying to you, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you became whatever you are now, I already knew you. I already planned what you are going to be. So some of us may not have seen yet what we are to become, but the seed of what we are to become is already on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Mokoto brobosa. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. What we are to be is already on the inside of us. What we are to own is already on the inside of us. What we are to achieve has already been given to us through his promise, the seed of the promise of God on the inside of us. Abraham's body was old, but he had the promise. He was pregnant with a promise. Before Abraham could even bear children, he was pregnant with the promise of God. In fact, Abraham was 100 years old when the promise of God came, when God injected him with the promise of his word. He was 100 years old. It was impossible, medically speaking, for him to be able to have children. Sarah, the Bible says that her womb was as good as dead because her body was over the age of childbearing. Sarah was 99 years old. Abraham was 100 years old. Medical science tells you that after the age of 45, it becomes almost impossible for a woman to be able to conceive. It becomes difficult for a woman to be able to have babies. Hallelujah. But I want to say to you that what is impossible with man is possible with God. What man cannot achieve, God can achieve. Oh, makantama brobozikelebo. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. I don't know what you're going through right now. I want you to know that nothing is impossible with God. I want you to know that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what we can ever think or imagine. God is a great God. Hallelujah. Manteleboska. You see, my mother had me when she was 45 years old. My mother gave birth to me when she was 45 years old. That goes beyond, that goes against the belief in medical science when they say it becomes difficult or impossible for a woman to conceive at the age of 45. I know of many other women that have conceived way past the age of 45 because nothing is impossible with God. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 17 to 19, this is what the scripture says. I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in God. In the God who brings the dead back to life and creates new things out of nothing. Hallelujah. He creates new things out of nothing. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping. I'll read that again. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping. I don't know who I'm talking to today. Maybe there's no reason for hope, but you need to keep hoping. Abraham had no reason for hope, but he kept on hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations, for God had said to him, that's how many descendants you will have. And Abraham's faith did not weaken or did not waver, even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body was as good as dead, and so was Sarah's womb. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he did not waver. Do not waver, child of God. Do not waver, my brother. Do not waver, my sister, with regards to the promise of God. Hold on to the promise of God, because the seed of his promise is going to come to pass in your life. The seed of the promise of God is going to manifest in your life. Do not waver. Do not give up. Do not weaken, regardless of the circumstances. The issue is not the circumstances. The issue is knowing and understanding that you've got the seed of the promise of God in your life. Abraham's body was as good as dead. Sarah's womb was as good as dead. And yet that did not move them, because they understood that they have the seed of the promise of God. And once you have the seed of the promise of God, anything can change. Anything can happen. Joseph had the seed of the promise of God in his life. Even though he was thrown in the pit, the seed of the promise was still there. Even though he was sold as a slave, the seed of the promise was still there. Even though he was thrown into prison for a crime he did not commit, the seed of the promise of God was still there in his life. Hallelujah. Mantalabo. So it doesn't matter what human beings might do to you. Joseph was betrayed. He was thrown into the pit. He was sold as a slave. He was thrown into prison. And yet through all these things, I want you to know that the seed of the promise was still locked up on the inside of him. What is more important is that seed of the promise of God that is locked up on the inside of you. Not the circumstances, not the pit that you've been thrown in, not the slavery that you're going through right now, not the prison experience that you might be experiencing right now. God God gave the seed of the promise, of his promise to Joseph in Genesis chapter 37. You remember that Joseph had all these dreams, about him becoming a leader of his people, about him saving a whole nation, a whole generation. Joseph, God was going to raise up Joseph, and yet the circumstances, you know, spoke differently. The circumstances seemed to be against that which God had said and that which God had shown him. But I want you to know that Joseph held on to the promise of God because he understood that he was pregnant to the promise. Hallelujah. I want to say to you today that you are pregnant to the promise. Regardless of what you're going through, you are pregnant to the promise. Regardless of what they said about you, you are pregnant to the promise. Regardless of what the position they've pushed you in the company and the jealousy that's been there and the betrayal that you've been through, I want you to know you are pregnant with the promise. I'm reminded of David, another example in 1 Samuel chapter 16. David was anointed as the next king of Israel. And then he had the privilege of killing the giant called Goliath. You know the story. And soon after that, he was employed in King Saul's service. He became the PA, the personal assistant to King Saul, and he was helping him out and even playing the harp and doing some worship to relieve the king from this evil spirit that tormented him, because he had, at this point, he had already been rejected as king. But because of the attention that David got from the crowd, from the people of the nation of Israel, King Saul becomes jealous, and the Bible says that he begins to pursue the life of David. He wants to take David out. He wants to kill David. What he did not realize was that David had the seed of the promise of God locked up on the inside, and that is what is important. It didn't matter who was chasing him, who was pursuing his life. This young man had the seed of the promise of God locked up on the inside, waiting for the right time to manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. Manta mabrobo bekelebosaya manteleboshka in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And so David kept on running from King Saul. David kept on hiding from King Saul, but he always remembered that he had the seed of the promise of God on the inside of him. Regardless of what the circumstances are that you are going through, always remember that you have the seed of the promise of God locked up on the inside of you. Do not focus on the circumstances. Do not focus on all the negative things happening. Focus on the promise of God. Focus on the word of God. Focus on the word that God gave you regarding your future, regarding your life, regarding your family, regarding your business, regarding your career. Focus on that word. Keep your eyes on that word. Do not look to the left or to the right. Remain focused, child of God. Don't lose hope. Don't allow the circumstances to drain the hope out of you. You need to hold on. Help is on the way. The manifestation of the promise is going to happen anytime soon. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what we can ever think or imagine. God had already set out and planned their lives in advance. The lives of these examples that I've given to you, whether it's Jeremiah, whether it's Abraham, whether it's Sarah, whether it's David or Joseph, God had already set out and planned their lives in advance. I'm saying to you today that God has already set out and planned your life in advance. His promises are God's blueprint for your future. His promises, the seed of the promise of the word of God, is God's blueprint for your future, God's map for the future, God's GPS for the future. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How do we ensure that we manifest the promise of God in our lives? How do we ensure that we birth the promise of God in our lives? Number one, step up towards God to hear what specific promise he has for your life. Step up towards God to hear what specific promise he has for your life. You see, God is always speaking. God is always revealing himself. But you need to step up to that place where you can hear what God is saying. Specifically, the promise he's got for my life is not the same promise that he's got for your life. I remember it was the year 2000 when I was sitting in the library and in the Bible school, and I was reading my Bible. And I was reading a verse in Psalm 2 verse 8, which says, ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. And as I read that verse, it's almost as if that verse jumped out of the pages of the Word of God and hit me hard. And I just knew at that point that God was speaking to me about the nations. God was challenging me to ask of him of the nations, and that he would send me to the nations, and that I would save him in foreign lands. And here I am in a foreign land. Why? Because God had given me the promise in the year 2000 that he would thrust me in a place of missions in the nations. And here I am because of the word of the Lord. So what is it that God is saying to you as you spend time in the word, as you spend time in prayer? What is it that is the burden that God is laying on your heart? For some of you, as you walk the streets of whichever city you live in, seeing, you know, street kids and little boys and girls sitting on the street, walking in the street and not having a place to stay, grieves your heart. And when you see that, you probably, you know, want to cry, and you go home and you won't even be able to sleep because you are so overwhelmed by what you saw. Maybe that is God's signal. Maybe that is God's way of saying to you, he would like to use you in that area. He would like to use you to make a difference in that area. Maybe the promise of God for your life is in connection with those street children, street kids. I don't know what burden God has laid on your heart. I don't know what it is that moves you the most. But many times God will reveal to you his promise through his word, through the desires of your heart. He'll put certain very strong desires on the inside of you so that you can begin to navigate towards the area of your calling, navigate towards the area where God wants to use you. Maybe there's a specific business, there's a specific business idea that keeps on popping up in your mind, and it's an uncommon business idea. Maybe God wants to use you to be a pioneer in that particular area of business, so that God can use you to finance the kingdom of God and to make a difference in the kingdom of God through that business. Pursue it, do research on it, find out more, begin to pray about it. Maybe this is God's way of leading you in that direction. Hallelujah. Praise God. So step up towards God to hear what specific promise he has for your life. Number two, step out in faith towards the promise. Step out in faith towards the promise. How do you step out in faith towards the promise? By speaking what God is speaking. Begin to declare the word of the Lord. When God spoke to me about the nations, I began to declare that I'm going to the nations. God has sent me to the nations of the world. God is going to use me in the nations of the world to make a difference to different people groups, to different tribes, different languages, different clans. Hallelujah. Oh, different nations. I began to declare it. I began to speak it. So whatever it is that God has shown you, begin by stepping out in faith. And how do you do that? By speaking what God is speaking. Begin to declare it with your mouth. Hallelujah. Begin to declare that it shall come to pass. Begin to declare that that which God has shown you will come to fruition in your life. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but I'm here to remind you that you are pregnant with the promise of God. Find out what that promise is and begin to pursue that promise of God. Begin to step out and reach out by speaking the word of the Lord in line with the promise of God for your life. I want to pray for you. Father, I pray for that pregnant woman, for that pregnant man. Hallelujah. For that pregnant girl, that pregnant boy, that spiritual pregnancy, the seed of the promise of God that you've embedded in their spirits. I pray that it will come to fruition in the right season, that you will make things clear for them, that you will remove the mist around the promise of God, and that you will make it clear. I pray for clarity. I pray for clarity regarding your leading and your divine direction and guidance in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will see clearly that which you've called them to do, that which is the promise of God for their lives, and become all that you intended for them to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the Lord bless you. I hope that you've been inspired and blessed by this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a lovely day. God bless.
When there's nothing to hold on to, I know you are holding me. When I'm lost, you find me. Your guiding hand, it pulls me through. Only you awake my heart. Only you free my soul. Only you can take my shame. Your grace gives me life again. Gives me life again. Gives me life again. Oh, when I pray, you hear me. You are with me in the storm. The fullness of your love surrounds.